Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A with Austinite turned Brooklynite, Sherry. They've got their debut album that comes out on a Saturday. They're playing a release show at the Mohawk with the Halfways, Megafauna, and Smile. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
What are we going to hear first?
It's a song called Sunday.
On Sunday, and that's the only thing that just happened to begin with. Now I'm in a strange way where nothing is exciting. Wondering while I'm writing if I go out in style, drenched in my denial. Things will pass like squad cars. Rapid is the time frame, a rapid kind of mind game. Tumbled through some odd buzz. Now the introverted extrovert is bickering with scramblers. I don't wanna hear it, and you don't wanna hear it more. But I'm drinking Lipton's worst concoction, chasing it with wine. Drizzles on the windowsill to count the passing time. I'm bored again, but if I lose myself, I'll lose my only friend. Now as I lay in child's pose, I'm contemplating fiction, living contradiction. Walk off stage in wild pose to a few. My matter rather live a life of glamour exposed. I am a slacker, composed for open patterns. But I'm still drinking Lipton's worst concoction, chasing it with wine. Drizzles on the windowsill to count the passing time. I'm bored again, but if I lose myself, I'll lose my own friend.
That's Sherry. We're here in Studio 1A. Their debut album comes out on Saturday. They've got a release show supporting that at the Mohawk. They're playing with Halfways, Megafauna, and Smile. I'm Taylor Wallace, and I'm sitting here talking to John Michael Sherry, the lightning helming this great group sitting here in front of me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am great. So let's start with the first. When you were in Austin, You were performing under the name Catter Walrus.
That's correct.
And now you're in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the metamorphosis from Catter Walrus to Sherry.
There was this point where I read this Thelonious Monk quote that was like this, the true genius is the one most like himself. And I really took that to heart, and I kind of didn't want to hide behind a false persona, I guess. Not be who I'm not, you know? And just like, Catter Walrus was a hard name to spell in the to begin with. Not too many people actually know the word caterwaul, apparently. But that's okay. So it's, what's more me than myself? So I went with my last name and just kind of ran with it, simple and being myself to the utmost, trying.
And I think that genuity, well, I know that genuity shines through your music, and our audience, I'm sure a large number of them are thinking, I think I heard that song earlier, and you definitely did hear that earlier on KUTX. That was our song of the day, and we got to hear a live version of that, one that you can hear again on Saturday at the album release party down at the Mohawk. So introduce us to the rest of your band.
Okay, so on the far left of me, we got my boy Austin Perrier.
Hey, how's it going?
And Justin Martinez over here. Then I got Declan Murta.
Hello.
And then I have Jack Van Norman and Sean Lockridge over there on the drums.
And so you're now based in Brooklyn. Is the rest of your band out of Brooklyn as well?
Well, if they just come on and move up with me, No, they live here in Austin, and just a lot of friends that I've had from back when I used to play out here, and I just really wanted to do a tour to support the album, and I've called up all my favorite people.
That's awesome. Marrying the new sound with your old favorite pals to play with.
Exactly.
That's really great.
Yeah.
And so you guys are about to kick off on an East Coast tour, correct? In support
That's
of
correct.
The album?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So where, how long is that?
We have 16 dates.
Wow.
Get to go to a few places I've never been. Never been to Nashville, so that'll be fun. Never been to New Orleans. Get to do that. Never been to D.C. Get to do that.
Wow.
But Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, and Little Rock, and Bowling Green, Kentucky,
That's
all
awesome.
Kinds of places.
Once again, we're talking to John Michael Sherry, the frontman of the group Sherry. We're here in Studio 1A. We're talking about their debut album that comes out on Saturday. And you can go see them on Saturday as well with a Halfways, Megafauna, and Smile. What are we going to hear next?
This song's called Lines on the Wall.
And you fall victim to the catastrophic absolute. Cattle call is closing soon. You caterwaul at each salute and each vermouth. You drink to health, you think too hard on future wealth, and sink too far to reach the shelves. We wink and nod to teach ourselves. With tongues in our cheeks, we'll pretend we're complete. Let's just waste our whole lives doing things we don't mind. I hold you tight in my embrace and say words some genius misplaced. I tell you that growth is not measured by lines on the wall, by your weight on a scale, or the first day you crawled. I've been here a while now, so I know what to do when you fall. Still like the setting sun in a silent film. You're regretting fun cause you think you will. The kettle rung from the steam it built, and the dream you built, you fear is just a dream to melt and wilt to dust. The stream of guilt will seem to rust. A greener field, one meant for us. So all that I know now, that rain's turned to snow, that I'm bitter and not measured by lines on the wall, by your weight on a scale, or the first day you crawled. I've been here a while now, so I know what to do when you fall.
That's Sherry. We are in Studio 1A. That's one from their upcoming album that comes out on Saturday. And you can go check out more live Sherry on Saturday night at the Mohawk. They're playing with the Halfways, Megafauna, and Smile. This group is helmed by Austinite turned Brooklynite John Michael Sherry. John Michael, I'm going to gush on you guys for just a moment, if I may. So we talked before about the genuity that comes through your music that came from you becoming, you know, wanting to shed every part of you that wasn't, every part of your music that wasn't purely you. This album is so thoughtful. The lyrics are very thoughtful. The musicality is very, very thoughtful. You've done a really incredible job marrying very complex sounds. There's a whole lot going on. It all comes through very quickly. And the lyrics have metaphors. It's so thoughtfully written, but it's so clear too. The message is very, very clear. The song, the first song we heard, Sunday, I mean, it's an incredibly complex and anything but boring song about being bored. It's great. And even through like the high energy, you're still able to clearly get the message of the lyrics that I'm bored. Yeah. So I'd like to talk to you about your songwriting process. So you clearly go through a lot of introspection when you're writing your music. So how do the thoughts flow from your brain to the page?
Well, I feel like there isn't a one way to make a song. It's like, I feel like when I first started writing a song, I kept watching videos of other songwriters and interviews talking about their process. And it's just, you know, a song will take you an hour or it'll take you a year to write. It's like, but, you know, I think not always working on it, you know, it's like you have a progression for a long time and you play it and you play it and you hope it's going to be something, and then it just never is, because then it changes into something else and that becomes the something that you were looking for the whole time. But for me, I really love like internal rhyme schemes, and I always like try to backtrack my way through the nonsensical rhymes that I come up with and then just think, okay, what am I doing here? What's mm-hmm. what's going on? What's the story of this kind of thing? And I also think, as you were saying about introspection, is like, I don't know how to write like anybody else. So it's like, at least for me, like I can't pretend to be like this like David Bowie-esque character who takes on all these different characters. It's just like I only know about the things that I've done. So
awesome.
Let's try to write about those.
We're in Studio 1A. I'm Taylor Wallace. We're here with Sherry. I'm talking to frontman John Michael Sherry. Man, I see why you so carefully cherry-picked these guys. You flanked yourself with an amazing band here.
Incredible.
These guys are all about to take off on an East Coast tour in support of their debut album coming out on Saturday. And if you really like what you hear, and why wouldn't you, you can go check out more live Sherry on Saturday night at the Mohawk. They're playing with the Halfways, Megafauna, and Smile. Thank you so much to Cliff Hargrove for making us sound amazing today, Deidre Gott for putting it together, Rick McNulty for helping us out here today, and our amazing, amazing KUTX multimedia crew who is shooting this, giving us great video and pictures that you can check out on our website. These two songs, this interview, and a bonus third song at KUTX.org. I'm Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.